And now, quite possibly, the worst song ever recorded, to go along with one of the most stupid events ever to be held. Kick it.
Are expected to pack the streets of downtown LA for today's
200,000, they think.
Women's March.
It's got to be nowhere near
Harris
that many.
Is live at Pershing Square, where marchers are already gathering. Lori.
Amy, that's right. And if people keep showing up at the rate they are now, there are going to be a lot of people here today. Behind me, this is a very popular spot to take selfies. Everyone
take selfies
to get a picture.
That's what this is about. To take selfies and post them online.
There's going to be a welcome.
Anybody keeping you from doing that?
Everyone's going to.
Is Donald Trump keeping you from doing that?
For the main event and speeches,
you attention whores,
that will go on all day long. Now, this year's crowd is not expected to be quite as large as last year's march, which some estimates say drew as many as 750,000 people.
It so did not draw
750,000,
you lying cocksuckers.
This is happening on the one-year anniversary of the inauguration of Donald Trump. At last year's march,
convenient.
There was a lot of emotion, a lot of anger
and pussy hats.
But today,
you wearing pussy hats this year, ladies? That was really a good look. That really pushed the agenda forward, didn't it?
Wearing pussy hats. Organizers say the rallying cry today will be, first we march, then we vote.
Yeah.
We spoke with some early risers about
you march, but you don't vote. That's the fucking problem.
This country that really concerned me, and I think
oh, yes, you poor, oppressed, old, white lady. Shut up. Shut up.
In this country. So,
we need change in this country.
Year, and this year decided
keep
to
your damn kids
it's
from skating on the sidewalk.
Trump administration, and I want to... You know,
boy, this guy looks beaten down. You know his wife
marching,
is standing next
and,
to him. You better say this. You better
you
say
know,
this, Harold. You better say this,
a little bit.
Or you're going to die in your sleep.
Now, Senator Kamala Harris.
By the way, he said, "I'm
to
here to
here.
Protest," and the reporter
the
said, "It's not about protests."
Shutdown. But there will be lots of other big names here, including Mayor Garcetti and lots of celebrities.
Fuck Mayor Garcetti.
To show up. If you're planning
pussy.
On joining them, everyone is saying, "Don't even think about trying to."
Yeah,
drive
don't think
down
to drive there because they're blocking up all the streets.
Have expanded their operations, so you should take the metro, take a bus, even rideshare if you want to.
How you rideshare if you can't get there on the street? So sick of this bullshit.
We gotta march for women's rights.
What right don't you fucking have? Sick of this shit and I'm sick of this goddamn song. Let's start the show. Yes, it's more fucking like it. Just gotta be fucking pissed off.
We gotta march for women's rights. Donald Trump is the president. Our rights are being taken away. All men are guilty of rape. All men are rapists. Me too. Me too. Let's go stand in the big crowd. Put on pussy hats. And scream about the rights we don't have. Starbucks is too expensive.
That's right. That's right. Big Angry Phil podcast number 79. And here we go again, ladies and gentlemen. It's Women's March time, but this time, it's not in March. It's in January. Not even a year. Not even a year later. It's supposed to be an annual event. Annual means every 12 months, they push it up to January. January 20th, specifically, as I'm recording this. Why January 20th? Well, it just happens to be the year anniversary of Trump's inauguration into office. How coinky-dinky. That day lands on a Saturday. Hey, nobody works on Saturday. Let's go down and block up half the city. Talking about speaking out for your rights, well, what about the rights of the people that maybe had to work at downtown Los Angeles today and couldn't get there because you broads are blocking up the streets? Unbelievable. What rights don't you have? What rights don't you have? By the way, a few of you must have noticed all the fucking homeless camps are all over the goddamn place. You're always screaming about the homeless, the poor homeless, the poor homeless. Meanwhile, you fucking marched right over them to get there. Hypocrites. I hate fucking hypocrites. Well, let me see who's behind this here. There's a website called womensmarch.com. All right? There's also another one called marchwomens.com. But all right, this womensmarch.com. Our mission. What the fuck is your mission, womensmarch.com? To block fucking traffic? Well, mission accomplished, I'd say. But anyway, the mission of Women's March is to harness the political power of diverse women, looks pretty white out there to me, and their communities to create transformative social change. doesn't say what needs to change or why it needs to be changed. Women's March is a women-led movement. Remember that? Women-led. Women-led. You fucking men, you get out of here. Providing intersectional education on a diverse range of issues and creating entry points for new grassroots activists and organizers. Doesn't say why this needs to happen, though. To engage in their local communities through trainings, outreach programs, and events. Women's March is committed to dismantling systems of oppression. Oh, yes. You are so oppressed in the U.S., you poor ladies. Those Starbucks cups are getting pretty small, aren't they? Those lines in the drive-thru are getting pretty fucking long, aren't they? Oppression! You give any of those homeless people change on your way in there? You poor, oppressed white ladies? I know there's some other ladies there, but let's face it. Who do you see out in most of these crowds? Older white women with nothing better to do. They left their husbands with the kids and they went out there to march with the other old white ladies and raise their fist and wear pussy hats and take selfies. That's what it's about. Taking selfies, posting online. Anybody keeping you from posting online? You oppressed little ladies? Anybody saying, hey, you can't post this shit online. Not in my country. Nobody is saying that. You could post whatever the fuck you want. Isn't that amazing that you could do that in this country? The one you're so oppressed in? Other women in other places can't do that. Why aren't you helping them? And by the way, other men in other countries also can't do anything like that. Just look at the ones with their hands cut off. We believe that women's rights are human rights and human rights are women's rights. No, human rights are human rights. That's right. Men have rights too, you know. You certainly like to ignore that when it comes to divorce time, but yes. Men are human, women are human, it's human rights. We must create a society in which women, including black women, native women, poor women, immigrant women, disabled women, Muslim women, lesbian, queer, and trans women, if you're any of the men in those categories, well, fuck you, are free and able to care for and nurture their families. Who is stopping them from doing that in this country, huh? Anybody? Anybody? Anybody stopping them from raising their children? From having children? I certainly don't see it. Looks like to me we're enabling poor women to have more children and get fucked in the system. They don't march for that. They never fucking think about that. Yeah, I'm sure these middle upper class white women are really concerned about the rights of other women other than them. Bullshit. It's self-interest. That's all it is. Women deserve to live full and healthy lives. No, everybody deserves to live full and healthy lives. What makes you so goddamn special? Free of all forms of violence against our bodies. Again, that should be the case of both sexes. And by the way, I say both sexes because trans this and that is not a fucking sex, all right? Enough of that crap too. We believe in accountability and justice in cases of police brutality and ending racial profiling and targeting of communities of color. Again, that's not a women's issue. That is a human issue. We believe in reproductive freedom, as do I. We do not accept any federal, state, or local rollbacks, cuts, or restrictions on our ability to access quality reproductive health care services, birth control, HIV, AIDS care, and prevention. Well, you know what? If you live in a fucking Republican state, where they outlaw abortion, move to somewhere where it's legal. We have 50 states in this country. Pick one that suits your needs. You don't have to stay in the same shitty place. If you live in some fucking state in the South that's against abortion, and you know where they are, move to the fucking liberal states. What's stopping you from doing that? You know, that's not going to change. Every state has their own set of stupid laws in addition to the stupid federal laws. All right? You're not going to get around that, and marching in front of Trump Tower isn't going to change a goddamn thing, you morons. You know, they want to pretend that a bunch of women marching in the street are going to make a dent in these issues that affect everybody, men and women of all color and all races, all right? If the fucking march last year, the one with all the pussy hats, if that was so powerful, what do you need another one for? I thought that march fixed everything, right? They were mad that Donald Trump got into office. Well, a year after his inauguration, and they're still mad he's in office. And somehow, clogging up the streets of America are going to get him out of office. You think he gives a fuck about this? And then you always hear the usual, oh, we need more female leaders. We need more female politicians. We don't have female politicians. The ones we do have are sure doing a bang-up job, aren't they? Just like their male counterparts, just as useless as the males. So yes, there's plenty of equality in politics. And by the way, whenever a female Republican candidate runs for president, runs for mayor, runs for governor, the women ignore it. They only vote Democrat. Because Republicans are evil. Well, I've got a message for you ladies. Democrats are also evil. They are both evil. Republicans suck. Democrats suck. All right? Stop with this choosing sides bullshit. Stop listening to Hollywood celebrities that always shift to the left and tell you how to vote. And of course, celebrities wouldn't use the Women's March as a platform to push their agenda, would they? Would they, Natalie Portman? Would they?
1 year ago on this stage, I was very pregnant.
So what? So a lot of people.
The beginning of a revolution. Today, my new daughter is walking.
Well, whoopee fucking do. You know, if she had a boy, she would not be telling this story. She had to let you know it's a daughter.
You told the world that time's up on violence. You told the world that time's up on silence.
Oh, she's rhyming now. Great. Really pimping that time's up hashtag.
New locker room
product placement. These actors sure know product placement, don't they?
Every person's desires, needs, wants, and pleasure.
Especially mine.
So let's talk a little bit more about pleasure.
Yes, please lecture me, because nothing turns me on more than getting lectured.
Maybe you have too. Some people have been calling this movement puritanical or a return to Victorian values.
I just call it stupid.
Or speak sexually around dainty, delicate, fragile women.
Yeah, well, we don't have that anymore,
people,
so don't worry about it.
I want to say the current system is puritanical. Uh-huh. Maybe men can say and do whatever they want, but women cannot.
Oh, no, of course not. You are being silenced right now as we speak.
Expressing our desires, wants, and needs from seeking our pleasure.
What a load of fucking
bullshit. Let me tell you about my own experience.
Oh, please do. Me. That's what it's all about. I speak for all women. Me, Natalie Portman, am women.
I played a young girl who befriends a hitman and hopes to avenge the murder of her family.
Let me run down my entire catalog.
Discovering and developing her womanhood, her voice,
and
her
desire.
Oh, gee,
sorry, I missed that flick.
At that moment in my life, I too was discovering my own womanhood, my own desire, and my own voice. I was so excited at 13 when the film was released and my work and my art would have a human response. I excitedly opened my first fan mail to read a rape fantasy that a man had written.
That was the first thing you opened was a rape fantasy?
Yeah, okay.
I think we're stretching the truth a little to fit the story.
Euphemistically, the date that I would be legal to sleep with.
Yeah, that's always been going on. That's just for you.
Movie reviewers talked about my budding breasts in reviews.
Yeah, it's a bad thing to have tits.
Even as a
13-year-old,
that if I were to express myself sexually, I would feel unsafe. And that men
well, that's just your little snowflake ass. Maybe all women don't feel that way, you know? You are not all women.
I quickly adjusted my behavior. I rejected any role that even had a kissing scene. Yeah,
how's that working for you? Getting any work lately?
Deliberately in interviews, I emphasized
you're an actress. That's acting.
I was and how serious I was, and I cultivated.
Some people can separate the actress from the character. It's bad when the actress can't even do it.
Prudish, conservative, nerdy, serious. In an attempt to feel that my body was safe and that my voice would be listened to. At 13 years old,
I'm getting a headache listening to it.
The message from our culture was clear to me. I felt the need to cover my body.
Well, good for you.
My expression and my work in order to send my own message to the world that I'm someone worthy of safety and respect.
That I don't want to work in the business again. That's a message I'm getting.
From small comments about my body to more threatening, deliberate statements serve to control my behavior.
Yeah.
The environment of
women don't make threatening statements towards men ever. Yeah, I know.
A world in which I could wear whatever I want, say whatever I want. And
you're in that world right now, honey.
I
hate to break it to you.
Without fearing for my physical safety or reputation.
Oh, yeah. You're so unsafe in that mansion you live in.
Sexuality could have its greatest expression and fulfillment.
Ooh,
that world
girl,
we want to build
go,
is the opposite of puritanical.
Everybody
so
else
I'd
is
like
asleep.
To propose one way to continue moving this revolution forward. Let's declare loud and clear, this is what I want. This is what I need.
I don't care.
This is what I desire.
Nobody cares.
This is how you can help me.
No interest in doing that.
To people of all genders here.
All
with
genders.
Today,
there's only two. And it's called the Women's March.
Look out for each other's pleasure.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Allow the vast, limitless range of
let me just snap my fingers and everything will change to
Let's
my
make
liking.
A revolution of desire.
revolution of desire. Go fuck yourself. I cut it off, but in the middle of that, she said the term sexual terrorism. Let me repeat. Sexual terrorism. She is comparing some lewd comments made to her to terrorism. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm sure the thousands of people that died would love to hear you talk about sexual terrorism if they were alive. I'm sure the families of terrorism victims would love to hear what you have to say about sexual terrorism. You dumb, entitled twat! Tired of these fucking actors with their agendas. Say, your life is fine. Trump is not ruining your life. Nothing is ruining your life. Stop with the revolution fucking talk. All right? These aren't the women's marches of the 60s when you actually didn't have as many rights as you do now. You won't admit it, but you have more fucking rights than you know what to do with, and you're still out complaining and you're out marching because somebody told you to. And you have no idea why, and nobody has any idea why. Oh, it's to protest Donald Trump. Oh, it's to celebrate women's rights, or it's to complain that we don't have enough rights. We want Harvey Weinstein in jail. No rape. No more fucking rape. No more violence towards women. Nobody knows what the actual purpose of this goddamn thing is. And these things never accomplish anything. It's going to be business as usual come Monday, right? Of course, the first thing a lot of the women are going to do at the office is whoop out the pictures they took. Hey, look, there I am. Wow, isn't that cool? I was at the protest. Me too. Meanwhile, they continue to work for their male chauvinist pig of a boss, right? Who's probably going to yell at you for not getting any work done because you're busy comparing pictures of the women's march. Vicious circle, I know. And by the way, don't think I'm just picking on the actresses like Natalie Portman. Some actors were there too, although this guy's barely an actor and barely a director anymore. I'm talking about Rob Reiner. What the fuck has he done lately except complain, complain, complain about Republicans? Just like his character Meathead on All in the Family, this is another guy that can't separate himself from the character, one that he played 45 years ago. Let's see what this fucking windbag has to say.
We were all here a year ago.
I wasn't.
For many different reasons.
It was 10 months ago.
But one of the unifying reasons was we were scared.
No, you were scared because you're a pussy.
Of who was going to enter the White House.
It doesn't matter.
A year has gone by.
And you're still a little pussy.
And he has corroborated every one of our fears.
Every one of your fears.
And we cannot whitewash this anymore. We have a racist in the White House.
Never had that before, have we?
We have a sexist in the White House.
Never had that before. We would have had that with Hillary Clinton, too, by the way.
We have a pathological liar in the White House.
We also have one on the stage right now.
And he is tearing away at the fabric of our democracy.
Yeah, he's doing it all by himself.
We all came together last time. We had the power.
What is he, He-Man? I have the power!
The women have given us the power, and the women continue to give us the power.
Yes, thank you, women, for giving us the power. What is he talking about?
Don't start up nothing with me, meathead. Shut your face.
Thank you, Archie Bunker. Appreciate that. What a bloated, fat windbag. Shut up. This fucking pandering. I hate this pandering that's going on. The women gave us the power. What power? What are you accomplishing by standing in the middle of city streets? The only thing these fucking marches ever accomplish in this day and age is blocking traffic. There is no need to block fucking traffic. You're talking about you don't have any rights? Well, how about the poor sap that's trying to drive to work in and around downtown LA or downtown whatever city you're in? Because this bullshit was all across the country. You know, these delusional women think that just by standing around and marching in the streets with an iPhone in one hand and a Starbucks cup in the other, true signs of American oppression, they think by doing that, that it's going to change all those issues that I addressed earlier. And if it's not about Donald Trump, then why have it on the year anniversary of his inauguration? Somebody is just pulling puppet strings and you're dancing. Don't you fucking get it? Blocking traffic is going to do nothing but piss people off, myself included. It's not going to get people behind your cause. And you don't even know what your cause is. You've got about 15 agendas floating around, and none of them will ever be dealt with. Finally, in the mission statement of the Women's March site, environmental justice. We believe that every person in every community in our nation has the right to clean water, clean air, and access and enjoyment of public lands. Well, again, how is your marching around downtown LA going to give people clean water, clean air, and access and enjoyment of public lands? And by the way, how about you start yourself by picking up the trash you left in the street? Have you ever seen the aftermath of these things? Tons and tons of fucking garbage. Environmental justice, my ass. And by the way, what about all the paper products that were used to print up those cute little signs you march around with? You are fucking hypocrites. You are full of shit. You are attention whores. And go fuck yourselves! And this Natalie Portman has the nerve to stand up there and tell me that women are tired of being objectified. Oh, really? Well, I'll tell you what. While you're busy posting your Women's March pictures to Instagram with your Me Too hashtags and your Time's Up hashtags, trying desperately to get noticed, while you're on Instagram, take a good look at the other women that post to Instagram, all right? Tell me if they don't mind being objectified. We call them thirst traps. Ass shots, tit shots. Pictures of them in lingerie. Pictures of them at the gym with tight yoga pants on. Not only they don't mind being objectified, they don't mind having men pay to objectify them. Because usually contained within their profile is a link to some porn site or for some kind of pay-for-play service that men have to pay for to see nude pics. Right? Where's the oppression? Huh? Where is the fucking oppression? Then these broads always post pictures of fancy cars, big houses, some photo shoot in Cancun or something like that, because they want to let you know that men are paying for their body to see their body. That's it, just to see it. And I'm not mad at them at all for doing that. I'm not knocking their hustle. They understand that most men think with their dicks, are locked in bad marriages or in bad relationships, and they will easily pay to see nude pics of decent-looking chicks, whether the tits are real or not, and usually they're not. Lots of facelifts, lots of ass lifts, lots of Kardashian kind of shit going on. These guys don't care. They are taking advantage of the fact that men are sexual and want to see good-looking women. And I think the women of these marches and feminists are really more angry at the fact that they themselves don't have the bodies or the intelligence to pull that off, rather than the objectification itself, because the women that are being objectified certainly don't fucking mind it. They're making a living off of it. But you never hear these feminists talk about that. Fucking Natalie Portman talking about women don't have a voice. Has she ever seen Snapchat? And a lot of the Snapchat pictures wind up on Instagram. I don't have Snapchat. I do have Instagram, and I see a lot of these pictures on there. You know the ones I'm talking about. The ones with the animal filters.
The cute little animal filters. The little doggy ears and the little kitty cat faces and the hearts and the flowers and the butterflies and all that shit.
And not only little girls are doing it, middle-aged women are also doing it. It's kind of their way of dealing with midlife crisis. You know how women always complain about how men deal with midlife crisis?
Oh, he wants to buy a fancy car. Oh, he wants to have a man cave. He wants to play video games. He's going through a midlife crisis. Bullshit.
Yet they don't complain about the 45-year-old housewife with the Snapchat dog ears on her head, which looks completely fucking ridiculous no matter who's doing it. But tell me, where is the oppression? These are the kind of things that some women care about. Snapchat filters. Starbucks flavors. What fucking Kim Kardashian is naming her next fake child? They don't care about marching in the street. They don't care about these other important issues. So what are you trying to accomplish? Again, other than blocking motherfucking traffic and getting on television and getting likes and retweets. That is the main goal. I know it and you know it. All right? Now, I have a solution for next year's march, or whenever the fuck the next time is you're doing this. Anytime you're feeling uncomfortable about Donald Trump and you need to go march, here's where I suggest doing it next time. But it's got to be before baseball season, all right? Dodger Stadium. That is where you should go. If you had it there, I wouldn't give a fuck, all right? I wouldn't even care. Here is why you should have it at Dodger Stadium. First of all, it's up in the hills and off the fucking streets, all right? The only traffic there's going to be is getting up there. There's plenty of parking. You're not blocking up any other major roads. And the fucking place holds 56,000 people, all right? That's more than enough. You're not drawing any 200,000 people. Bullshit. 56,000 in the stands and another few thousand could fit onto the field, all right? Make a big picnic out of it. And you can do anything, say anything you want. Who fucking cares? You won't be blocking traffic. You could turn on the video boards. You could turn on the PA system. You could serve hot dogs. It'd be a fun time. And you won't be blocking fucking traffic. Why don't they do that? Why don't they do that? You'll still have TV cameras. You could have the Goodyear blimp fly over it. Like they would do at a baseball game. It doesn't have to be Dodger Stadium. Whatever town you live in, I'm sure there's an empty stadium not being used. Any baseball stadium or any college football stadium is nice and empty. Why the fuck don't they go there? That is a good place for a rally. Why do you have to block up fucking traffic? There's no excuse for this. Well, it's a revolution because we're blocking traffic. We're making life inconvenient for other people, whether or not they believe in our cause. Well, fuck you. I am against your cause if you ever block up traffic. What do you think? It's some kind of revolution? You're sticking it to the man by blocking up the road? No, you're sticking it to Joe Sixpack. All right? The man doesn't give two fucks about you or to this. The man is going to continue doing shit behind your back and laugh at you and laugh at the rest of us. That's what the man does. He keeps everybody fighting with each other so they can get away with murder. That's always how it's been. That's always how it's going to be. Dance, puppets. Fucking dance. This isn't going to change a fucking thing. The man will continue being the man, and there's jack shit you or I could do about it. When all is said and done, you're going to get in your little Prius, you're going to drive home, and then yell at your husband for being a man. That's great. And then wonder why he leaves you the next day. Well, don't worry. You can fuck him over in the divorce settlement. Speaking of Instagram whores and how feminists continue to ignore that they exist, what about the other women that don't mind being objectified when the time is right? Like gold diggers. The ones that continually hunt down rich athletes, rich musicians, rich rappers, and rich actors. What about those women, huh? You never hear about that at those women's marches, do ya? They just sweep that right under the rug. Guess that issue went away, didn't it? No, we don't have a bunch of women that fuck every rapper that comes to town or every NBA player, every football player, gets knocked up. And I'm not giving a pass for this behavior either. I'm not giving a pass to the athletes and the musicians who do this because they should fucking know better by now. They know that these women are on the prowl and looking to get paid. And they should also know that if they don't get their way, they could easily blackmail you. Send pictures to your wife. These guys are always fucking married, yet they go on the road and they fuck these hoes. And it's the same shit over and over again, but you never hear about that at these women's marches, do you? Again, I can't knock their hustle. They know how to play the system. And they also know with the sexual harassment hysteria that's going on right now, these guys are easy fucking targets. Even if these guys don't fuck him, they could say he did against her will and she could get paid. Don't think for one goddamn second that some of these hoes aren't using that to their advantage, all right? Fuck, who just got accused? Too Short, the rapper, one of the oldest rappers alive. He's been rapping for 35 fucking years. He's a pioneer. He's now being accused of sexual battery. Too Short, the guy that coined the phrase biatch. I know a lot of you think it was Snoop Dogg. No, it wasn't. It was Too Fucking Short from Oakland. Short dogs in the house. All right? I'm willing to believe that every rapper that ever said bitch on one of their songs is going to be in big trouble. Just watch. You know, Natalie Portman was talking about it's not turning into a Puritan society. You sure about that? Listen to the radio, as bad as it is. But listen to any old school station where they play 90s rap. They are bleeping out stuff they used to leave in. And I'm talking about the Cleed versions of songs, the radio versions. They're bleeping out stuff you used to be able to say on the Cleed version. Forget about bitch and hoe. You're not going to hear that. You know what comes to mind? Remember that Ice Cube song, It Was a Good Day? There's a line in there where he says, pulled out the jammy and killed the Putin nanny. Right? Nothing dirty about that. Now it's bleep, bleep, and bleep. That whole line is gone. What the fuck? He never once said, yo, I'm gonna kill that pussy with his big dick. No, he never said that. Now anything hinting at sex is bleeped out. Just yet another reason to never listen to fucking radio ever again. It's a joke. You can hear the entire versions of these songs anywhere else. Turn the fucking radio off. You know, I used to shit on mumble rap for how shitty it is, but I thought of something. Maybe these guys mumble so they can get past the censors. Because in that fucking Little Pump song, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci, that stupid fucking song, which is, you know, top of the charts. There's a line in there where he says, my bitch loves do cocaine. My bitch loves do cocaine. My bitch loves do cocaine. Maybe that's why they talk like that, because they know Whitey can't figure it out yet and then bleep it off the radio. That's just a theory. I'm not condoning that music. It sucks balls. But that's just a theory I have. Maybe they're not as dumb as you think. Just maybe. Or maybe I've lost my fucking mind. I tend to believe that more. Well, speaking of women and speaking of people that lost their mind, Monique. Remember her? Black female comedian, quote unquote. Last thing I remember her from, and this was quite a while ago, she used to host Showtime at the Apollo. I used to watch that. And there was a stand-up special on BET that she hosted. I watched that too. There were a lot of funny comedians out there. She wasn't one of them. You know, she's a loudmouth black chick. Very off-putting. But she has her fans. I get it. But much like Rob Reiner and people in the industry who've kind of lost it, aren't really in the limelight anymore, she needs something to complain about. Well, she's taken on Netflix. Because apparently they only offered a measly $500,000 to do a comedy special. That's about $499,999.99 more than I would have given her. But anyway, let's see what her beef is
here.
Hey,
my loves. I am asking that you stand with me and boycott Netflix.
No.
For gender bias and color bias.
Really?
I was offered a $500,000.
There's no women or people of color on Netflix? Really? Special.
However, Amy Schumer was offered $11 million. Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle, $20 million.
They deserve it.
Then Amy Schumer went back
she
and
doesn't.
Negotiated $2 more million because she said, I shouldn't get what the men are getting, they're legends. However, I should get more, and Netflix agreed.
When I don't agree with that.
To explain the difference, why the money was so different, they said, well, we believe that's what Monique will bring. We said, well, what
about don't refer to yourself resumes? In a third person. Said, God damn, I hate that.
Then we asked them, what was it about Amy Schumer? And they said, well, she sold out Madison Square Garden twice.
So what?
And she had a big movie over the summer. Is that
big
not
bomb.
Amy Schumer's resume? And then Netflix said, by the way, we believe Monique is a legend too.
We believe Watch Monique is a legend too.
Please no, only you believe that.
Netflix. I love us for real.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. Be glad anybody's offered you $500,000. Jesus Christ. You know, if you take that and you do a good special, they'll give you more. That's how it works. Chappelle has earned every fucking penny he's making. And so has Chris Rock. Amy Schumer, not so much. But she's got the nerve to throw out the sexism and racism cards. Oh, fucking please. Have you even looked at Netflix? Have you looked at every single show they have on there? There's plenty of diversity. There's plenty of shit to choose from. Well, because they won't give you a shot, then it's automatically racist and sexist. How about you're not funny? All right? Amy Schumer isn't funny either. I don't agree with giving her one fucking cent. Not because she's a woman. She's not funny. Where's Lisa Lampanelli? She was funny. She dropped out of the business. There's plenty of unfunny male comics, too. I'm looking at you, Aziz Ansari. Jesus Christ, he's even being accused of sexual harassment. I mean, that's how ridiculous it's gotten. That little twerp. All it makes me want to do is watch the old-time comics of the past, like George Carlin, like Sam Kinison, like every funny comedian that's ever died. Rodney Dangerfield, Bill Hicks. People that just fired off jokes, and offensive jokes at that. Jokes they would be boycotted for now. People are on George Carlin for the old rape jokes he used to tell. But they've never heard the actual joke. They're taking it out of context. They see the words George Carlin and rape, and they flip their fucking wigs. Because, of course, all men are rapists now. That's right, all men.
It's time. It's time we stop taking responsibility for our bad decisions. It's time. Fuck Monique.
Tell you what, if you put a special on Netflix, I'll boycott you. I'll hang on to Netflix, all right? How do you like that?
They only offered me $500,000.
Shit. I would jump on that in a fucking heartbeat. Don't tell me you can't use the money, bitch.
Of course, everybody online is upset about it. Oh my God, they're only giving her $500,000. They are racist.
What is your interest on how much a celebrity is making for a particular gig? I love that shit. And don't worry, I'm not just picking on women for caring about shit like this. Men are guilty of it too. Every time some athlete signs a big deal with a team, they jump on, oh my God, he's making $25 million a year. Or it's, oh, he's not being paid nearly enough. And I'm thinking, why the fuck do you even care? He's still going to be a millionaire regardless. He's still going to have more money than you, you pathetic loser. Give it a shit what somebody makes. Sitting there buying his shoes for $500, you dumbass. I wonder if Michael Jordan realizes how many kids have been killed over his shoes. Wonder if he even thinks about it. Probably not. Getting back to another thing you don't hear brought up at the women's marches. How women are always competing with other women and tearing them down. They always talk about how men always tear down women. You never hear about how other women always tear down women, which seems to happen a lot more frequently. Ooh, look what that bitch wearing. That bitch over there. That bitch better not touch my man. Ooh, fuck that bitch. I'm gonna kill that bitch. You've heard that before. You've seen it online. All right? Women are always in competition with other women, especially when it comes to men. All right?
You better not steal my man.
But there's something going on now that is really freaking some of these women out. That's right. I'm talking about sex dolls. All right? This has been a big shitstorm last few days because they just had the Consumer Electronics Show and they actually had the sex dolls displayed. All right? And there's talk that these dolls are going to replace real women. No, they're not. It's just another expensive way to masturbate. All right? Now, there are some guys who are tired of women's shit. I get that. If you want to buy one of these things, fine. Plunk down the $2,000-$3,000, whatever it is, and have yourselves a good old time. But these are toys. These are dolls. There's always been sex dolls, not as realistic as they are today. You know, they've always had blow-up dolls, right? Are women threatened by those? Why are women so threatened about how guys get off without them? How they masturbate. This is just another way to masturbate. I certainly wouldn't do it. There's nothing wrong with my two hands, okay? It's not going to replace women. There might be a few guys who divorce their wives for one of these, but that's more on you than the guy, I'd say, if that happens. But this is something from Engadget. It's a channel on YouTube, and they're interviewing the inventor of these sex dolls. Here we go.
We are here at CES across the street in a nondescript motel.
You know what? It would help this industry a lot more if these guys weren't so fucking creepy.
CES attendee.
Now, these are dorks that couldn't get laid in high school or in college. So they grow up and they figure out how to make shit like this and make a fortune. Again, I'm not knocking their hustle, but that's who's behind this shit. This guy looks like a young Larry King.
Sex robot to hit the market. So, what are we looking at today that we haven't seen? Because it's been a bit over a year since I visited you in San Diego, and you've made some improvements to Harmony.
What Harmony.
Are we gonna see today?
Well, I wanted to.
By the way, that fucking buzzing noise is irritating.
Could actually change.
It's a fucking robot head, so there's a lot of motors and gears going on.
You'd be able to have multiple characters. So not only changing the face.
Yeah, I have no idea. I'm fucking a machine.
Changing to a different profile, a different avatar with a different voice. Because that's really one of the sort of
women are really threatened by this
design,
huh?
Is that you
Holy
can
fuck.
Have
what does
really
that say about
a multitude
you?
Of characters that run on the same robotic hardware.
Right, and you're going to be showing us another female face today.
Correct.
As well as a female avatar, but you do have plans, and you're in the works of making a male version of the doll.
Oh, why bother?
Yeah, so had this.
You're never going to replace the vibrator or the dildo. Ain't going to happen.
Head here and show. How that works. So that's really coming together right now and should be...
Women can fuck anybody they want. Guys have to work at it.
Very cool. And you've actually made some changes to the...
If a woman goes up to a guy and says, I want to fuck, nine times out of ten, he's probably going to do it.
Only can you use...
Doesn't work the other way around.
Autonomous mode where you...
There's your equality.
...responds with canned responses. But you can also move her into a sort of manual... remote control mode.
Right. So I'm not sure what level of this will make it into user's app, but the idea is that I'm able to, manually move her head around if I want.
Why do you even want to do that?
Smile on command.
Smile? Who fucking cares?
I can make her say things, whether...
the only thing it should do is open its mouth. I mean, really, if you're going to get one of these things...
I say, or I can enter lines of dialogue into the app and she'll read them back when I push the button. Which is really handy.
You should have her not talk at all.
Demoing,
that's the whole point of that thing, isn't it?
And appearances, and I need to have complete control over what she says. It's really handy.
So you are the puppet master.
Well, at the moment, yes.
Oh, boy. Tell me women aren't complaining about that.
He shouldn't be able to control her at all, even though it's a fucking doll. It's a toy.
Only some creepy little Jewish guy that invents these things. Because, again, they were creepy little Jewish guys throughout school. Women wouldn't talk to them. And they grew up to be zillionaires because they invent things like this for other losers to enjoy. Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah, just what you need. A smart sex doll. Yeah, it won't be collecting any personal information about you. How many times you fuck it, where you fuck it, how often you fuck it, what positions you do, what room you fucking do it in. Maybe if you bring a friend over, have a threesome with it. No, I won't be sending that to law enforcement or advertisers, will it? Of course not. And women are upset about this? They're afraid that men are going to run out on them and get these fucking dolls, replace them with these fucking dolls? What does that say about your self-esteem? Jesus Christ. You're pretty much admitting that you're a cunt and your man is going to run and get a doll to replace you. Well, if you're afraid of that, then it must be true, right? Then stop being a cunt! It's not like married men are just going to dump their wives in place of this doll. Because most married guys are pussies. They would never do such a thing. Are you kidding me? Just wait till these things get hacked, right? Wait till the fucking Russians hack one of these. Wait till some crazed feminists hack one of these. Teach it how to cut a guy's dick off. Wow, it is just like real life. Thank you. And on that note, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. That's right. When it comes to putting out irregularly scheduled podcasts and bitching about really stupid shit, nobody does it better. BigAngryPhil.com is where you can find me at. BigAngryPhil.com. If you're on Facebook and you're sick and tired of reading about the Women's March and other Trumpy bullshit, well, hey, come over to the Big Angry Phil podcast page. Like that shit. Follow that shit. Do that shit. Follow me on Twitter at the Big Angry Phil, Instagram Big Angry Phil, SoundCloud Big Angry Phil, tune in Big Angry Phil podcast. I'm all over the goddamn place. Make sure you listen to and subscribe to the Tom Likas Show. TomEverywhere.com puts that app right on your phone. Listen to and subscribe to the Gary Dino Show, GaryDino.com.
Stop walking up roads, yeah. Waste of time, they will always be. They're puppets from coast to coast, yeah. You'll never get props from me, no.
Goddamn right. Well, have fun accomplishing absolutely nothing at your Women's March. As for me, I will be back next week. Till then, see ya.